Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh for Raccoon Valley Radio News, talking with Guthrie County Deputy Auditor Danny Fink about the county implementing e-poll books for the general election and information on absentee voting and pre-registration for Election Day. This is part two of a two-part interview. And if you miss the deadline and you're registering on the day of the election, what more do you have to bring with you?
It depends a little bit on each situation. Ideally, your license would have your current address that your new address that you would be wanting to register to vote at. So as long as you have your identification that shows that correct address, and maybe, and then also like a piece of mail, like a phone bill, utility bill, something like that, that shows your name associated with the address that you're living at now, and that you're wanting to register to vote, that's the best case scenario that you can have. Sometimes there's other things, and also too, if it's not a piece of mail, they will accept electronic versions of, like a phone bill statement or a utility bill statement. A lot of people do a lot of online bill pay, so those things will work as well.
When is the final day that people can either vote absentee in person or by mail?
The last day to vote absentee in person will be Monday, November 5th. So that's the day before the election. The deadline to request a ballot by mail is October 27th. So if you're wanting one by mail, request it prior to then. That just ensures that we're able to process it and get it out to you with enough time for you to mail back. As far as mailing that absentee ballot back in, it has to be postmarked by November 5th. Ideally, we would hope that you would be able to have it back prior to then, but as long as it's postmarked by November 5th and we've received it back in our office by November 12th, then it will be counted and good to go. If it's not counted, you will receive a notification that it wasn't counted for whatever the reason might be.
And to vote absentee in person is the only location for Guthrie County here at the auditor's office?
Yes, it is.
So far, how is the process going with, leading up to the election for the auditor's office?
It's going well. We are very busy, especially with absentee ballot requests. So since yesterday opened up for people to start coming in to vote, we've had several people take advantage of that option, which is great. We love that. We love that people, want to come in and get it done, and they're willing to, they really want their vote in. We currently have over 360 absentee ballots that people have come in and voted, or we're processing them to go out in the mail today. So we have a lot with it just having hit the deadline to, like, the first deadline to mail out. So we're busy. I would caution people just to kind of bear with us right now. If you're calling in for questions and things like that, our phones are pretty busy as well. Just a lot of people have a lot of questions. But if you do have questions, we encourage you to call and ask, or stop in and talk to us. We're willing to, give clarity on anything. There's a lot of different changes this year, and some confusing ones for some people. So we definitely want everyone to feel comfortable and know that, we're all learning. So
how do you think the numbers for absentee ballots so far compared to the last general election?
I believe that they're about in line. It's kind of hard to judge based off of, specific dates throughout. It's easier to know at the end. I know last time, when this was for a presidential general election, there were about, I think it was about 1,500 absentee ballots that were either voted here in the office or went out by mail. I think we're probably on track for that, because we are getting multiple requests every day. I still have requests in my basket, from that we just got into today's mail that haven't been processed. So I think once we're processed, I'm going to say by the end of today, I feel confident that we'll hit 450. And I think we're about, before this, I think we're about 370-ish right now, if I'm going to throw out numbers. So I feel confident by the end of the day, we'll be over 450.
What are the polling hours for Election Day? The
polling hours are 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. at all polling locations.
And just because I'm not familiar, what all are the polling locations for Guthrie County?
Okay, so we have, I'll list it by precinct for people that kind of follow what precinct they're in. Black precinct is the Casey Community Building. Blue precinct is the Vets Auditorium in Panora. Brown precinct is the Panora Library. Gold precinct is different now. It used to be the library. You will now vote at the Fellowship Hall for the Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Green Precinct is going to be the community building in Yale. Purple is the Congressional Church in Stewart. Red is the Baird Library in Baird. And then white is also at the Fellowship Hall for the Christian Church in Guthrie Center as well. So if you vote in Guthrie ever, you'll both be at the Fellowship Church Hall. There will be designations, though, showing which side to go to. So it'll be at the same location. It's still going to be two separate polling places, technically, in precincts. We just needed a little bit more space than what the library had. And the library was a great housing precinct for a long time. It's gold has grown enough that we needed a little bit more space. So.
And just a reminder, if people want to get an absentee ballot mailed to them, how do they request that?
That has to be requested by paper. We provide the forms in our office. You can also print them off of the Secretary of State's website. It's just a little form you fill out, but we can't send one out until we have that form. So if we do have people that call that want one, so we mail them the form first, they mail it back, and then we send them the ballot. But yeah, you can come in and fill it out here, or we can mail you one, or you can print one offline from the Secretary of State's website.
Anything else you want to tell voters before they head to the polls or while they're kind of going through this voting process?
I would say the one thing, there are changes, and they're not always bad changes, but changes still change. So just bear with us as we're all adjusting to everything that's new. I think that voters are going to find that the e-poll books are going to enhance their voting experience. I hope that people are going to like the ease of coming through and seeing how quickly the process goes. Again, it's change, and our poll workers are also having to go through this change as well. So there may be a little hiccups, you know, early on. So if you're one of the first voters in the morning, you might see a little bit more of those hiccups as they kind of navigate through, you know, using those computers and things like that. The other thing that I will just throw out is make sure to have your IDs when you come to vote. That's the big thing. They're not required this year, so I will throw that out there. It is not required, but it is encouraged. It is potential in the future that they will be required to vote. They're kind of back and forth on it right now. It was going to be in 2019. Now they've kind of gone back on that and are kind of realigning or readjusting that law. It's a lot easier. If you have your license, it's much easier to process through. So if you're looking for a smooth, you know, kind of cruise through to come in and vote, that's the best way to do it.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Deputy Auditor Danny Fink. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradionews.com.